And he did leave a message, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he was kind of gloating that he's on vacation still, you know, and I have to, you know, get in the car and go to work.
Really?
Yeah, real sweet message here.
Sent today at 5:37 p.m.
Hey, my brother. What's happening? Conway, 5:20. Time to get in that car, my brother. That Mercedes over there. Sit there for 3 hours. Ah, sorry, that feel like asshole. All right, man. Good ratings, though. Keep up those good ratings, my brother. My brother, my brother. Come over with those ratings, my brother. All right, dude. You're big stud, man.
End of message.
There he goes.
Very complimentary. He called you a big stud. And his brother.
Yes. Big stud, man.
That's very nice of him.
Well, it is 10 o'clock, and we do wide open telephone, Sam.
Oh, I love this.
At 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Anything you want to talk about, man. Anything we've talked about, anything you think we should have talked about, anything we talked about a little bit, anything you think we should have talked more about, man, totally. People want that. I got to do it. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. We'll take calls on anything. If you have a question for Sam Phillips, if you want to hit on Sam, if you have a question about anything we talked about, maybe even last night, if you want to talk about sex tapes, we'll take calls on that. Anything at all, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Still raining outside, correct? It's still raining.
It's raining men.
Is it?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, man. Is it pouring out still?
Yeah.
Because on my drive here to the station, it was a hard rain, which I love, like a hard, you know.
Like rain.
Real rain. You know what I mean? That's what I like.
I don't really like it so much.
I love the rain.
I hate it.
I'm in love with it. I love
you know
it.
What I couldn't believe last night? I get home after doing your shift here at 97.1, turn on the news. In the time that we were sitting here doing 8 to 11 p.m. last night,
right.
Britney Spears was gurneyed away from her home. She had locked herself in her bathroom, maybe with one or two of her children, refusing to turn them over to her ex, Kevin Federline. She had the shared custody scenario. I just can't believe that during tonight's show, I look up on Larry King and it's an entire hour devoted to her meltdown. When are we going to stop giving this chick press?
Well, that's why I didn't mention it because, you know, I tried to, you know, keep it on the...
DL.
Right. Because, you know, I'm over Britney Spears.
Well, I mean, Jesus.
No, I got to be honest with you. All of them. Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears.
Paris.
Jamie Lynn Spears, the younger one.
Nicole.
I'm not giving a lot of mental energy to these chicks anymore. I've broken up with them, basically.
That's a good idea because I think Britney's philosophy is, you know, bad attention is better than no attention. Like, if she knew that she was the subject of a Larry King Live debate, it was a great debate tonight on CNN about her psychological breakdown.
Yeah, right.
If she only knew that she was the subject of everybody in this country talking about her. Again, her foibles.
She does know that. I think that might be why she does it. She might, I mean, to do that, like Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan, they, you know, always on television, you have to get off on the fact that everybody's talking about you and you're in all the magazines. But I'm over it because Tim and I have said it's like we're dating these chicks. You know, we talk about them all the time. And I'm breaking up with him. For 2008, I am breaking up with Britney Spears.
I don't blame you. I mean, nothing good can come from attracting trouble on purpose. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new relationship. I'm breaking up with Britney.
Wow. Yeah. I would have a relationship with you.
Tyrone, thank you.
You're
where are you going to be in 56 minutes? Tyrone on the 710 freeway is on Free FM. Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good. Is it pouring, dude?
It's pouring hard.
Hard.
I was just wondering about that picture that you had of Sam from earlier. What do I got to do to get that picture?
The penthouse pictures?
No, the one that she took today.
Oh, the one she took today. Do you want to put that on the website?
Yeah, we can scan that in. I'll let you take it.
You have to physically give the picture.
I'll give it to you guys.
And you know what? I don't know, Tyrone, how soon it'll show up on the website, but if you check our website over the weekend, you know, keep checking back, conwayandwhitman.com, you will see Sam's naked picture, okay?
Hey, Sam, is there not going to be number 508?
Can't do that?
508? Yeah, there's a possibility. I mean, there's going to be eventually a 508. It could be you, Tyrone.
This is Tyrone.
You black dude?
I'm sorry?
Are you a black guy?
Actually, I'm half black.
That's hot. I like that.
So you're into that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, all races, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Equal opportunity. Banger.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why, well, is nothing going on, Tyrone? No girlfriend, no wife?
Not right now.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Wow. That's a good age. I like him a little bit older, though. Yeah. I'm going to be hitting 42 next month. You know.
That's the perfect age.
You're a young buck, dude.
Does he sound mature for you, Sam?
He sounds a little young.
All right.
A little young.
You're
a little
out,
young.
Dude. Sorry, dude.
Give it a good work.
All right.
But you sound hot, Tyrone.
But you're out.
You're out.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Let's take 405 Freeway. Tommy is out there in the rain. Hey, buddy.
What's up there, man?
Hey, dude, where are you on the freeway? What exit, man?
I'm passing the Getty Center here.
Is it pouring, dude?
You know what? It's let up a little. I was just passing the 10. It was pretty bad, but it's starting to let up.
All right, excellent. What's on your mind?
You know what? I just tuned in at the tail end of that last segment about sex tape. With a girlfriend.
Right. About taping and, yourself. We were talking about the Amy Fisher sex tape, and then we were talking about, you know, like amateur tapes and taping your wife and taping your girlfriend.
Yeah, and I've actually, the last two girlfriends I've had, I work in the entertainment industry, and sometimes, you know, I have to move just for like 8 months, and usually with a girlfriend, they know the end could be near with a long deal and whatnot. And the last two girlfriends I've had have actually offered to make a tape, knowing that I might not see them for a while. And they say, do you want to film this tonight, like on our last night, or take pictures or whatever you want?
So that you can have the tape while she's gone.
While she's gone, yeah.
Or while you're away from her, rather.
Exactly.
So you do that. How do you, and what like you use a little, obviously you don't use a videotape. You don't put it on a cell phone, do you? I mean, what? What format?
The few times I've done it on my little point-and-shoot digital camera, you know, like a 7-megapixel camera.
Yeah, how many minutes of moving video can you store on that?
You know, I've done videos up to 17 minutes, I think.
All right, dude.
You can last 17 minutes? That's pretty good.
Well, and we get the foreplay in there, too. That was the whole deal.
Oh, you're big. You're a big stud, man.
Wow.
17 minutes isn't boasting either, but
what's the longest you lasted?
17 minutes is fine.
Really?
Yeah, that's
fine. Is that the average?
That's probably about average, I think.
Including foreplay?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
I mean, it depends about, I mean, you know, if you want to sit there and make out all day. I mean, some guys want to do that. You know, it's not my thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Tommy, thank you so much for the call, dude.
All right, guys. Happy New Year.
All right. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
You too, buddy.
This is Gary in La Mirada. Look at you, Gary. Open phones, man.
What's up? How you doing, Brian? What's up, Sam?
Yo, Gary.
Hi. Hey, Gina. I know you can hear me. Hey, listen. Yesterday, Brian, I called to talk about the Rambo thing, and you accidentally hung up on me.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
It was totally an accident, dude. Kevin in San Dimas is on Free FM.
I'm on the 605. The traffic is good. The rain sucks.
Yeah, how bad is it in San Dimas?
I'm actually in Cerritos, headed back towards San Dimas.
Is it, so it's heavy? It's like a hard, that was a movie, Hard Rain, right? That's why I keep saying that.
Yeah.
Hard Rain. It's not too bad. The traffic's pretty light, though.
Well, that's good.
All right, what's up, dude? Other than your phone is real borderline. You're on a real borderline phone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's real borderline.
It sucks.
I just want to say I never want to speak about Britney Spears again. I'd rather claw my eyes out or talk about Malibu Dan.
All right.
I think he said talk about Malibu Dan.
Right, and then he's gone. There goes the phone.
I don't give an F!
Wow.
Watch those levels, Jerry.
That was very loud.
Jerry, Jesus.
You know, blow out my eardrums.
You know the interesting thing with Jerry is? This is probably the best way to describe it. Every night is like his first night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's how you have to kind of think about, you know, that's at least how I've come to think of Jerry.
He's a work in progress.
Every night is like it's this first night here.
Gotcha. Practice makes perfect.
Right, don't assume that because it's been a couple of years
That he knows what he's doing?
That there's going to be a learning curve there.
Right.
It's just going to be like his first night here.
His timing, so good.
Thatcher is on the 101
See you later, guys.
Freeway. See you, dude. Take care, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, Brian?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Sam, what's going on, girl?
Just chilling, sitting with my buddy, Brian.
Nice. Hey, the 101 is terrible. I saw like 5 accidents. I got a little bit on footage, too, because I got my camcorder. Everything was, I go and stop. I get my camcorder, I walk out. That's how bad it is. It was like dead stop. It was crazy.
So are you driving and videotaping?
I was in a dead stop and I videotaped.
All right, I know that's illegal
to do, right?
He got out of his car and was videotaping.
Right. I don't care. I'm not a cop. But you're not like driving around with a camera, you know, like a tape.
Aimed out his window?
Sometimes I do that.
You do that sometimes, really?
I entertain myself when I'm bored, so.
Really? You'll actually drive your car and while you're driving, you're taping other motorists?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever tape chicks walking down the street?
Only if they're naked. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
All right,
but,
dude.
I just wanted to say, Sam, you're gorgeous.
Thank you, Thatcher.
And I wanted to say, and now, Brian.
Yeah, dude.
Every once in a while, you hear Tom Likas talking about you and stuff like that. He'll throw in little names about this. Hey, you know, if I'm not like Brian Whitman, blah, 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 blah.
Yes,
you know,
I know. He does mention me sometimes. I don't mention him. He mentions me.
I don't know what the feud is, but you know what?
There's no feud. You know, there's no feud.
There's no feud. I'm pretty sure he's a cool guy and whatnot. But, I think that's – he's just like –
It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird when he mentions me like that, isn't it?
Don't you think?
Yes, I do think.
But I think you do a great impression, though. It's dead on, though. It's awesome the way you do it, like you impersonate him.
Yeah, I think that's the reason that he mentions me is because I
irritate him.
Well, I guess so. But you know, I can't make everybody happy.
Well, is it because you do your act?
Yes.
Right? You know what I mean?
Is it? I'm sorry, Jerry's playing sound effects while you're speaking, so I can't hear what you're saying.
Because he does because you do the impressions of him. That's why he gets mad.
Right. Right. He can't. He says I need material.
Sure.
Yeah. He says I need.
You got it going on, big dog.
Thank you, dude. You're a stud. We'll talk to you later, Thatcher.
For sure.
All right, buddy.
See, I think you have material. I think you have a ton of material.
I just imitate Tom. I just do what he does.
But you do bits. You do bits.
Yeah. Well, Likas, man. Likas at the movies.
That's material, I think.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of funny there.
John on the 405 freeway, totally open phones, Friday night, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. We'd like to wrap the week up this way. Hey, John.
Conway sucks.
That's not very nice.
Well, Tim takes a shot on vacation, last day of vacation. Tim takes a shot. Oh, wow.
See, I don't like that. He was a pussy. He, like, said it and then hung up on himself.
Yeah, Tim sitting on that couch, probably home, enjoying some beers, takes a shot, man.
He's like, what the F? What did he ever do to John?
Yeah, he's a good guy. Called me about 5:20, 5:30.
Today at 5:37 p.m.
Hey, my brother. What's happening? Conway, 5:20. Time to get in that car, my brother. That Mercedes over there. Sit there for 3 hours. sorry, I feel like asshole. All right, man. Good ratings, though. Keep up those good ratings, my brother. My brother. Come up with those ratings, my brother. All right, dude. You're big stud, man.
End of message.
There he goes.
I almost feel like he was imitating you, imitating him.
Because he was. That's why you feel that way.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a very unique position to be in, to be you, Brian Whitman.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Please, how much time do you have?
No, I was going to say, like, everyone here at the station imitates you imitating other people. Like, no one ever imitates the original person anymore. They do the imitation of you imitating them.
Right, so it's become like a weird little thing.
Yeah, it's like 6 degrees of separation of the original person.
Hey, Brian, Tim left me a message, too, by the way.
Oh, really, yeah. Jerry? Let's hear it.
First skipped message.
I'll tell you, man. All right, dude. I'll tell you, man. I said, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, man. I said it. I'll say it again. I said, I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you, man. I said, I'll tell you.
There he goes.
But what was he going to tell Jerry?
I don't know. End of message. I don't know, Sam. Greg in Los Angeles is on Free FM. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude.
Good, man. Hey, I just want to say the other caller that just called about Tom Likas, man, that guy's dead on, too. The guy's mad because, and I know you don't refer to him that much, but that guy just refers to you because he's mad, man, because you do not only a good impersonation of him, but you do his skit dead on and make it seem like it's not that difficult, you know, to do his program, if you will.
Well, I don't know.
But that's
a nice compliment, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think what you do it well. You do it to a T. And actually, I wanted to say this before I go real quick.
Yeah, man.
I saw a picture of Jerry Wachowski on the, what do you call it?
ConwayandWhitman.com.
Yeah, on ConwayandWhitman.com. And I always pictured him as a little Seth Green or something like
that. No, it's a rough look.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Jerry as big as a Housky. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of big, man.
But short.
How long did that take you to come up with, dude?
Dude, probably like a half hour, man. I'm kind of loaded. So.
While he was sitting on hold.
All right, thanks, dude.
Thanks, buddy.
So what is it again? Jerry, big as a Housky? That's not nice. Jerry, I'll never call you that, dude.
All right, Whitstein.
Big as a Housky.
I'll never call
All
you
All right,
that.
Brain.
Brain.
Joe in South Pass is on Free FM. Sammy Phillips is filling in for Conway tonight.
Hi, guys. I'm stuck on a 710, not moving at all. It sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe there's an accident, Joe.
Where? 710 and what? So what's the where on the 710?
Right north of the 105.
Oh, God.
I want to talk to Sam. I wonder if she still has her silver dollars. Because I saw her in Busty Cops.
Oh.
Because you mentioned that you went under a knife already 10 times. And I was
yes,
wondering.
I did.
Wait a minute. In the movie, is this guy giving us dialogue from the movie?
No, but he is making reference to the fact that I produce Busty Cops. I'm not in Busty Cops. I do ask questions at the end. But I see your point. He's asking if my nips are still silver dollars because I've had the 10 surgeries.
Oh, I
think
that's
where he's going.
I see. Got it.
Got it.
Basically, well, they started out as dimes, dude. Now they're silver dollars. Get it? You know, things spread with each surgery.
All right.
All right, sounds dude. Good. Got it?
Have a good evening. Happy New Year, guys.
All righty.
Oh, I love that Joe just wanted to know about my nipples.
Nice nips.
Man got an answer to his question. Anthony in Whittier is on Free FM. Hey, dude.
Hey, Whitman. How's it going?
Good, man. Great. It's totally. Great. God, hold on just a second. Hold on. Can you hold on for a second?
Yes, I can.
I wanted to play without you saying anything. It's funny when Likas responds.
Jerry, you've been told.
Several times.
Well.
No. Hundreds of times?
Yes.
Thousands.
You answered too fast. I had something funny to do.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Let him be the judge of funny.
All right. You know what? It's Jerry has something to do on the show. Sorry. Hold on. Anthony, hold on, all right?
No problem.
Sam. Hold on. Jerry has something funny on the Jerry show. Go ahead.
No, it's not me. It's the guy. You got to answer the phone. Watch. Answer the phone again and have him say, how you doing? Dude, do the show!
Now he's yelling at you? Do you take that subordination?
No, you had something funny to. Go ahead. Do it.
It's not me. It's a clip. Never mind. You guys never get it. They never get it.
You gonna do your funny thing? I thought you had something funny to do. You told me you got mad at me
for interrupting your own program,
for hosting the program because you had something funny to do. So go ahead and do it. Jerry?
Hey guys, the transmit. If you keep having dead air like that, the transmitter will go down.
But do your thing.
There's nothing to do. It's past.
Oh. It's like beating a dead horse.
What are you talking about, like being a dead horse?
The moment passed, dude. Why beat a dead horse? I was trying to stick up for you. You know what? I'm not. I'm taking all my presents that I gave you tonight back. Mm-hmm. You've been Jesus reprimanded. Christ. You've not been behaving tonight, Jerry. Jeez. I've got Ajita, too.
Victor in San Bernardino is on Free FM. Hey, Victor. By the way, Jerry,
hey,
that was
how you doing?
Good.
Do a second banana?
Hey, wasn't that great that, yes, a second banana or a
hey,
sidekick. Wasn't that great what Jerry did when Jerry did his little thing? Wasn't that funny?
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
That funny thing
crazy
he had to do? Yeah, man. That's
yeah,
great.
No wonder. Now I see no wonder why they don't want him in the air. Yeah. Saves it all.
No, I see no wonder why they want him on the air.
I was also calling to see whatever happened to...
I was also calling to see what happened to Stekler.
Jerry. Go ahead, Victor.
I was calling to see whatever happened to Sam Phillips' proposal towards Gina. Is she going to pose nude?
Ah, very good question.
Gina, did you think at all about that? Why, you think she should?
Yes, I think she should. I mean, if she needs the money and she's eating flies at home,
She's eating flies?
I don't think she's eating flies, Victor. That might be overstating her poverty situation. But, Gina, did you think at all about the offer over the night?
Yes, and after much contemplation and soul-searching, I have to say, Sam Phillips, you have bestowed upon me a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, get to it.
To which I'm going to respectfully decline, and I hope that we remain great friends.
Oh, of course.
There it is.
I respect your decision.
Wrapped up with a nice bow on it.
But
very
flies,
good.
Are they chocolate-covered flies? I don't understand. She eats flies?
No, she doesn't eat flies. He was just suggesting she doesn't have a lot of money.
Oh, I thought there was a new delicacy I was not aware of.
Amelia Bedelia. She was suggesting that... That Gina doesn't have a lot of money. He was suggesting that.
I get it.
This is Tony on Free FM, Mission Viejo. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say Californians are pathetic about this weather. I'm from Minnesota, and we don't even call this rain. This is a drizzle.
Where are you driving right now?
I was driving from Huntington Beach to Mission Viejo.
And everybody's freaking out on the freeway?
Everyone's going crazy, and it's pathetic. I see Mercedes crashed into the walls, and, you know, typical Orange County people just don't know how to drive, and first rain they've seen in their life. So just wanted to say I like what you guys are doing, but Californians need to get their act together about
the
weather.
Yeah, well, you grew up with chains on your tires with snow in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, this isn't rain, so everyone's freaking out. They need to settle down and learn how to drive.
All right, dude.
You guys take care.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it very much. This is David in Anaheim on Free FM. Hi, David.
How you doing, Whitman? Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Yo, David.
Hey, Whitman, first off, I think you do spot on with Tom Likas.
Oh, thank you, dude.
The first time I heard it, I thought, what's Likas doing on the show at this time? Is he a guest? And I was listening, and I thought, oh, my gosh, no way. Full on.
Yep.
Absolutely spot on. It's beautiful, man. And the best part, it's the pausing.
Yeah.
You do those pregnant pauses that Tom does when he's about to say something.
Sure.
And I'm just sitting there, that's beautiful.
All right. Thank you. You're a big stud, dude.
Look at all the compliments you're getting tonight, buddy.
I know. The audience being very friendly tonight.
Hey, well, the reason why I'm calling is about the videotaping and the pictures of ex-girlfriends or girlfriends or wives.
Yeah, we were talking about the Amy Fisher sex tape.
Right, right. Well, on my cell phone, I have a picture of my girlfriend when she calls me of a close-up of a certain region.
Oh, wow. Now, does she know that...
Wait a minute. I'm not following. You have... and again, we're on the radio, so keep it clean.
I understand, sir.
The picture is of her or the picture is of you?
Yeah, it's of her. It's an ID. Like, so when she calls, you can put, photos of people that are calling.
Or a ringtone.
Oh, that's classic.
Yes, yes, yes. So when she calls, there's a certain ringtone that I use that you can download from, the internet, or you can also, put photos up. And I have a photo of her with a certain ringtone that when it calls, it's a close-up. It's nice.
And the photo is a close-up?
Yeah.
Of anatomy.
So kind of looks like a snail.
Get it, Whitman?
Got it. Does she know that that's what happens when she calls you, and does she like that?
Yeah, she knows. It's funny. I mean, nobody knows what it is except for me.
I don't know, David. What if you're in a crowd of friends and your phone rings? And so what if somebody grabs your phone? Yo, David, your phone's ringing.
Well, I'm telling you, it would really, you'd have to look. The angle that I have, the angle of the dangle there, is it's pretty interesting.
All right. All right. You should go into the porn field.
Try to clean it up a little bit.
Jeez
here.
Louise.
God almighty.
They just feel really comfortable, I think, the callers with you.
Jeez.
They you do. Bring they, out the animal in
yeah,
everybody.
People get comfortable like they're sitting, you know, at my house.
Having a brewski.
We're on the radio!
It's funny, though.
God damn it.
I love these people.
All right. We're going to take a break. And then we'll come back and totally open phones. So if you're on hold, stay there, dudes. I said it, man.
You got to take Anthony. You put him on hold with the whole Jerry ruining the bit.
Oh, you're right. We'll get to Anthony and a bunch of other calls. There's a lot of calls there, Sam. You know,
Charlie, Natalie.
We'll get them, Sammy. It's Conway and Whitman filling in for Tim Conway Jr. slamming Sammy Phillips, man.
You said it, man.
We are live on 97.1 Free FM.
L.A., Orange County, the Valley, it's 97.1, the FM talk station with a check on Southland traffic.
Well, there is a collision on the 710 North before South Atlantic Boulevard. An ambulance is responding. And there are many accidents out there tonight. There's another one at East South Street on ramp to 605 North. Just occurred at 854. Have you been bad? Well, good. More of the professor driving you home right after this.